Christians shine a ray of hope into the dark heart of North Korea. Flooding in Ethiopia disrupts ministry, and a hearing in the highest U.S. court could determine the future of outreach on college campuses. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea sentenced a U.S. Christian missionary to 8 years of hard labor. His treatment shows the plight of believers in that reclusive country. Open Doors USA's Carl Muller says,
I think any time a government has no vested interest in playing by basic human rights rules around the world, you're in very dangerous places because they just don't care what the world thinks.
They're partnering with several other organizations and South Korean radio broadcasters to start a campaign called 50,000 for 50,000.
That is 50,000 people that are signing up through social networking sites to send an encouraging message via radio to the Christians in North Korea.
Spiritual encouragement is vital. Open Doors is making it easy.
I can be in my computer and send a prayer message that will be read in the North Korean dialect over the radio to North Korean believers.
There's still time to sign up. We'll direct you from our website.
Picture the Christians huddled in secret in a dark place, tuning in a radio broadcast and literally hearing people around the world praying for them.
Meanwhile, recent flooding in Ethiopia has affected children in Compassion International's child sponsorship program. More than 60 Compassion-assisted children have lost homes or belongings to the flooding. Two of Compassion's child development centers have also lost furniture and equipment. If your sponsored child's been affected, you'll be contacted. In the meantime, pray for these families and pray that ministry would resume soon. You're listening to Mission Network News. With one-third of the world's unreached people groups,
India represents right now the greatest concentration of lostness on the planet.
This according to David Rice of the India Gospel League. The ministry has served for nearly 150 years, and they have a plan to reach the lost faster than ever.
Our goal over the next 2 years is to raise up 1,000 church planters that will go into those unreached, unengaged areas and bring the light of the gospel against the darkness.
But they need you and your church's help.
I'm actually looking for 100 North American churches that will sponsor 10 pastors. That's an investment of $12,000 a year.
As these church planters prepare for ministry, they're aware of the risk of persecution, but know it's part of the journey.
It seems to fuel the church. The persecution seems to make their zeal all the more fervent.
Call our resource line or visit missionnetworknews.org to join the cause. Next, this Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear a case that may determine the future of campus ministry. The Christian Legal Society pursued the case when a California law school refused to let them on campus because they require their student leaders to uphold Christian beliefs. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship supports CLS and has faced similar cases which threaten this important ministry. Pray for justice so the gospel can be freely presented on college campuses. And finally, Kids Alive International says they have a winner. Last month, Mission Network News and Kids Alive gave you an opportunity to enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Well, this year's winner, Ron Neely from Nebraska. I asked him why he signed up.
I heard you on the news broadcast, mentioned a couple days, and I love going on missions trips and serving different places. And I thought, well, I never win anything. Why invest the time to do it? And then I decided, well, I'll go ahead and put my name in, and if it's a chance to be able to go serve someplace, that would be a great opportunity.
Neely is an active member in his church missions program. Neely will be taking his wife, Ellen, on the trip.
She's been to Canada, but she hasn't been to South America or Central America, so This will be quite a trip for her.
Kids Alive works in Guatemala and 16 other nations. This is the second year in a row Kids Alive has given away a vacation with a purpose. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope is making available a free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through the Book of Hope as the light of the gospel changes lives. Get your free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises, by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.